Greetings, everyone. This is Kenji from Sedona, and we are here today in the universe for December 21st. Winter solstice, super full moon, Christos level activation and presentation. So just briefly to me, Christos means or refers to the Christed energies that beings have represented on this planet that are known as avatars or prophets or son of God, if you will, divine feminine consciousness. So it doesn't have anything to do with religion or the church. This is free from all of that stuff. Actually, it's an esoteric term for the Christed energies, of which you are part of. Okay, we're going to do a little overview for today. And many blessings to you guys on the transition from fall to winter. Winter being a time when you can go within and connect more deeply to soul and spirit, and where you can begin to, how shall we say, work with your ideas in an alchemical way so that you can bring forth some really new, wonderful things in your life come springtime when you're going to plant those seeds in your beautiful spiritual garden. So you can harvest it during the summer and the fall months. Using the elements of nature as support system and catalyst. So, yes. Also, this is a time for review. Reviewing of the year so that you can begin January 1st with a new step, a new light, freshness, clarity, purpose. And we are going to actually bring through some Venusian energies. Venus, our beloved planet, next door, so to speak, and the Sunak Kamara logos, Lady Venus energies. For those of you that are not aware, Sunak Kamara, a beautiful being of light, an overseer of Venus, on the inner planes, has helped this earth for, some say, for 4.5 million years when it experienced some periods of extreme darkness. And there was even talk in the heavens of allowing the earth to be recycled back to essence because it got way heavy here. In a way, much like how it is way heavy right now on the earth for many people. So today, let's set the intention that we're going to help the planet by helping ourselves come to a greater inner alignment with this Christos energy. So this is, for me, and I'm sure for you as well, a special time of the year where we have a easier opportunity to embody the Christ principle, not only within ourselves, but to help the earth to even embody it even more so. Even though whom we celebrate this time of the year, he was not born in December. He was actually born in the springtime. But because of tradition and culture, which is very hard to change, we will celebrate also his arrival upon the planet. And remember, we see Yeshua, Jesus, Sananda, as a representative from the Godhead, not any different than you or your neighbor. Not any more special than anybody else. And remember, he tried to show this and teach this when he was here physically. And he didn't die on the cross. And he and Mary Magdalene, they hung out together. And Grandma Anna was also a big part of all that, as was Joseph. Joseph doesn't get enough credit, nor does Anna. Actually, as you know, they did not include much of the real teachings of the Master on purpose. So, today can be an opportunity for you and I to uncover more of the mysteries and teachings of the avatars. Knowing that it's not easy to come here. So we acknowledge for you that it has not been easy for you to densify your awareness to a little tiny physical body on planet Earth at this time. So congratulations for surviving the hardships, knowing that all that's going to pay off in this new year. Your hardships are going to turn into pearls of wisdom and joy and inspiration and new beginnings and new friendships and, oh my God, yes, and the oh my gods. Many of those, OMGs, all right? Put that in your field. Millions of years ago, during a time of great darkness upon the earth, a call went out to the universe to save this earth from destruction. And the lineage known as the Kumaras, with the help and vision and guidance of Sanat Kumara and some of the Hathors from the Dal universe, banded together and came up with a plan to save the earth and to initiate the principle of evolution and Christed consciousness called the Ascension Process. Before all of that, in those periods of darkness, there was no real protocol for evolution, hence the chaos. Basically, the peoples of the earth were enslaved by wayward beings, we'll just put that politely, who came to mine the earth of precious metals, to control people and make them into slaves, create shadow governments, you know, all of that good stuff. All that is ending. Know that. Okay. Now remember, the public, the general public, had no knowledge that this was happening. And we've had instances in our recent history to demonstrate that pattern, that ingrained pattern of darkness, if you will, called the destruction of Atlantis, the Syrian wars out there in the cosmos, the galactic wars on Sirius, Sirius star system, the blowing up of Lyra, many other instances that actually is in the tribal consciousness, in the collective, as a trauma hidden away, but it's there, affecting all of us. So today can also be a time where we transcend the effects of that and help our brothers and sisters to move out of the matrix of suffering. So a protocol way back when, millions of years ago, was set up in the evolutionary cycle whereby evolving souls through the process of initiation and ascension could attain what we will call these levels of enlightenment that many of us seek through the portal of Christ consciousness. So remember, it's kind of been misrepresented in the Bible, but you can only get to the Father but through me. Really what that really what was said and meant was that you can only get back to God through the portal of Christ consciousness, unconditional love and allowance, all that good stuff. That's what was the meaning of that. It had nothing to do with a person or a persona. There's a interesting symbology of that, of it's easier for an elephant to go through the eye of a needle than it is for man to attain its own salvation. Contemplate that one. So Prime Source agreed to listen to the plan, and now today we are witnessing the transition from the dark age of ignorance into the light age of illumination. So Kali Yuga is gone. There's another big Yuga taking place. But here's where it gets different. Because in the perspective of the Yugas, which are thousands of years, it keeps recycling from the darkest to the lightest for 2,600 years or 26,500 years, whatever. Those limited cycles can end just by your deciding that you're not going to be limited by these yugas, that we can have permanent level peace on earth. Okay. We are planting the seeds today, and we're working with the Kumaras so that humanity can step out of the pain and suffering of the illusion and this dense level of polarity, if you will, the law of opposites. So let's take a deep breath. Okay, center yourself with the earth. Connect with the higher heavens. Own the space around your body in all 10 directions symbolically. Front and back, sides, above you, below you, diagonally. You're going to own your own matrix now and choose to not give away your power anymore to anybody or anything or even an idea. All right, invoke the pillars of light from the archangels. Call forth your inner child. We're going to call forth your ancestors and your family members to receive this on the level that they can receive this with great joy and blessings. We're going to call forth your guide pool from a divine level now, not any astral level, but from the divine level, your guides, your inner plane teachers, your council of light, your healing team, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call forth your guardian angels, your soul group, and your home realm. Your home realm is your favorite place in the cosmos where you like to hang out in between incarnations, so to speak. All right, we're going to call forth the Kumaras who have volunteered to come into this activation for your support and the opening of your awareness. We're going to work with the pineal chakra today. So again, all are welcome to join us in this special Great Central Sun transmission as we celebrate with love and gratitude the hard work of our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, our siblings, our pets, all the masters and teachers who have paved the way for us to be here in this more awakened state on the planet. We thank you very much. So all light weavers worldwide, no matter when they hear the call, can sign up for this activation. We are going to create a very wonderful circle of light right now as the darkness begins to dispel upon the earth. So all of us here, all of those that have signed up for this call, or who will sign up in the near future, since this is evergreen, live and organic, non-GMO activation. Certified organic, certified non-GMO, certified fair trade. Mm-hmm. We like that, fair trade. Now, as we create this circle of light, soul to soul, heart to heart, as we detach from our pain body, our emotional body, our intellect, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, as the eye of the soul, we can see that the darkness is beginning to be dispelled. That is upon the earth, including the harmful effects of chemtrails and HARP and DARPA and cell towers and every other known and unknown secret experiment that is upon the earth. We're going to call forth those special archangels that work with Venus to come forth and to shower us with your presence. And we're going to ask you to, in this activation that's going to be coming shortly, to begin to tap into your sacred chalice, your holy grail of enlightenment for not only yourself, but for the earth and humanity. So we are indeed calling out the symbolic 12 tribes of Israel. Israel. There are deeper meanings of the sacred 12 tribes beyond what is written on the earth plane. And Israel, as an energy consciousness, not as a country or nation, holds the key. Holds a very powerful key that will help to build the rainbow bridge to the celestial realms, of which you are also a part of. So we're going to call forth the heart of creation, through the great central sun. Okay, we're going to now begin to breathe very deeply together. Breathing deeply the light into and through the body, activating all of the power centers, the chakra points, the endocrine system in the mind-body field. Allowing the release of all tension in your face, your jaw, your teeth, your eyes, your throat, your calves, your thighs, your abdomen, your fingers, your toes, your shoulders. Allowing the body to completely relax and go into a deep theta delta brain wave rhythm. Breathe. Bring your focus to the solar plexus. I am here. I am here. I am here. I am now, I am now, I am now, I am. Breathe into the I am through the belly, feeling the presence of your four vortexes of light that is around you. And again, becoming aware of the circle of light of many, many light weavers that are in this activation. Now, begin to let go of all holiday stress. worry, concerns, to-do list, all of that. Just let go of Christmas, New Year's, dinners with the family, all of that. Just let it go. Work, kids, parents, grandparents. Just be here now. Breathing deeply through the body. Okay, begin to let go of the unconscious tension and stress in your abdomen, in your solar plexus chakra, in your lower back. Just open up that center and let the energy flow out. Or just let it flow. Moving into a place of non-judgment. Moving into that place of discernment. All right, now breathing, focusing up through, well, actually into the heart. Into the heart chakra, into the physical heart, activating your soul signature behind your heart. As if you were naturally activating the seven sacred centers of the heart or the 12 sacred centers. And then moving awareness up into the pineal pituitary thalamus in the brain, opening up the pineal chakra as if to face upwards. And just hold the intention that your higher self is recalibrating your pineal chakra to hold and transmit the Christos energy. As your pineal begins to decalcify very gently, decalcifying the hardness, the energetic barrier to full sight. Basically beginning to decalcify the illusion of suffering. And the illusion of separateness, and the illusion of personality ego in the way that we were brought up to believe. All false beliefs, all inconsistencies with divine truth, all fear and pain, worry, anxiety, so allow the pineal to begin to recalibrate the functions of your body, your hormones, your nervous system, your circulation, your skeleton, your spine, your joints, your blood flow, your liver function, gallbladder function, kidney function, lung function, your lymphatic system reboot. Take a slow, deep breath. Now, as you move through this golden arc of light, deeper into the oneness, away from the illusion, away from tribal consciousness, away from all the chaos in the world, Energetically, move your awareness to the seventh dimension and begin to see the Venus-Earth connection, or the Gaia-Venus connection from at least the seventh dimensional understanding. And allow yourself to feel the presence of the Venusians and how they so love and care about Earth and all of us. Remembering your connection with the spiritual Venus. So if there's any place in your consciousness where you feel lack, where you feel that you are not loved, appreciated, or accepted, just breathe in this Venusian energy into that part of your mind, that part of your emotional body, that part of your physical body that can receive this alchemy of healing. Tap into the what is called the animal life upon Venus on the higher dimensions. Allow yourself to feel the beauty of these animals. They have a kinship with all of the animals here on Earth. If you have pets that are medically challenged right now and are experiencing sickness or trauma of any kind, telepathically ask the soul of your pets to tune in to the animals on Venus right now. Now, bringing back awareness to the circle of light that is around you, that you are a part of. We're going to create two intentions. One, of what you want to be free from that has been affecting you not only this year, but from your past. And two, an intention of how you want to experience yourself in the new year, for the whole year. Not what you want to so-called manifest as goals, how you want to experience yourself, all parts of you. So we'll give you a few moments in silence to create this. Okay, finish up with this. Now we're going to receive a special dispensation or initiation from the Divine Feminine. In a way that you can recognize, but it will come down from source, layer by layer, as if being dropped from a very high altitude out in space and filtering through the atmosphere of Earth until it lands on the ground. That was a symbology. So you may want to lie down for this if you are sitting up on your back. Maybe put a blanket around you so that you're nice and comfortable. Make sure your neck is supported and that your eyes are closed. You might want to put a little something over your eyes. Palms facing upwards to receive. The base of your spine grounded with the earth. Oh, and actually you're going to receive some adjustments to your original 8 cells of creation. And that will help everything in your body to work better, physically and emotionally. So feel and imagine and sense and know that there is this great light that's penetrating the atmosphere, called your auric field, called the ionosphere of the earth. This will be given to all those that are ready, that are a part of this call energetically. Feel a great light presence penetrating your chest and your heart chakra. You may visualize a very deep translucent pink or a green or a golden or a white or even a cobalt blue. These blessings are coming by way of Venus, the divine feminine consciousness upon Venus and her atmosphere. We're going to ask all of your pets to receive this light as well. Into their brain, spinal column, and nervous system. make sure your inner child receives this light. Your arrival here upon the earth has fulfilled the prophecy that was given millions of years ago. Breathe into that. Breathe into that knowing that you, by your arrival here, have fulfilled part of the prophecy that was given a very long time ago regarding the redemption of the earth and the ascension into new worlds for humanity. And know, whatever you have tried to accomplish spiritually upon the earth, that it has been recorded in the ethers of time in the Akashic Records, and you have been acknowledged for your contribution, in spite of all of the hardships, conflicts, misunderstandings, all of it. Know that your life has not been wasted 1 ounce. And that you are doing what you came to do. So you want to give your ego a lot of strokes in gratitude and appreciation for hanging in there. And to give your body kudos for surviving the chaos. So as you lay there upon your back, receive very deeply the appreciation from the Kumaras, from the Hathors, from Venus, from the Elder Council upon Venus, just let go of the doubt. Free yourself from questioning. Just be here, be now, be you. Okay, we're going to give you some moments of deep silence so you can begin to really receive the blessings that are given. And I will call you back when it's time to return to your body. Okay, we're going to pump the energy up a bit from the base of the spine. Not through the chakra system per se, but through the organs. So bring your awareness to your lower back and your reproductive organs and start doing a gentle pumping, breathing action. You can breathe out through the nose if you want. And begin to pump the energies upwards towards the stomach and the liver and the spleen and the gallbladder and the pancreas. Then up through the small and large intestines and the kidneys and the bladder. Duodenum. Up into the chest cavity, your lungs, your rib cage. Up into your armpits. Up into the shoulder joints, and then through the arms, through the hand chakras, through the wrists, through each finger and thumb. Now, gently but rapidly breathe through the neck to the base of the skull, top part of the neck, C1, C2. Again, back up into a pineal pituitary thalamus, medulla oblongata, pineal chakra, the crown chakra, through the ears, the sinus cavity. Refocusing into your pineal chakra, third eye center, and now we're going to make an alignment, the eyes with the heart. The heart with the eyes. Okay, touch your index finger and thumb together, palm still facing upwards towards the sky. Deep breath. Okay, now allow your body to completely sink into the floor, as if it was becoming one with the floor. And then one with the earth that is beneath the floor. Into that sacred space of Gaia. Intend, I am. I am here. I am free. I am. I am the light. I am the love. I am the wisdom. Of my high self and prime source. Okay, breathing through the body once again from head to toe, as if the body was not solid. We're going to create some openings in the skin tissue, so that your body can breathe even easier. Same for your cranial bones and your brain. Being able to expand and contract as the brain breathes, the cranial bones move. Okay, another deep breath into and through the belly. My body is light. My mind is light. My feelings are light. I am. Coming back to your body now. If you wish to stay in the zone, come back at your convenience. Make sure you're grounded before you drive in your automobile tonight, and drink plenty of water tonight. For those of you ready to come back, another deep breath. Slowly stretch your arms and your legs. Slowly open the eyelids. And just simply noticing what is different. How vivid everything looks. How clean everything looks. Sparkly, shining bright. Notice your mind is thoughtless. Your emotional body feels happy and full of joy. Your body is feeling very different. Thank your inner child for a wonderful journey of receiving. Your assignment, if you wish to do this, is to, in your daily meditations, to continue to connect with Sanat Kumara and the Venusian energies, with the divine feminine from upon Venus. And any of the Kumaras, and the archangels associated with Venus. So we thank you very much for your attendance and your presence. Very much appreciated. Ask for confirmation from what was given in this presentation from the universe, from nature, from other people. The blessings will continue. And this, shall we say, initiation is one of many to come. The new year promises to be the most outrageous you have ever experienced in this lifetime. So be prepared for miracles, divine connections, outrageous laughter, surprises, and unusual happenings in your world, your spiritual world. So until next time, many blessings. The Kumaras bow to you, each and every one of you, remembering that circle of light of the Kumaras, live and organic. Tap into it at any time. It is your birthright. Travel lightly. Remember, your burdens are light. Blessings.